You're listening to 101.5, Caboolture's own radio station, and today is the 11th of the 11th, being Remembrance Day, and it's great to have with us the CEO of Legacy Queensland, Brendan Cox. Brendan, thank you for being with us.
Absolute pleasure, Mick. Thank you.
As we said, you know, it's Remembrance Day today, and of course it's a date on the calendar that is dear to a lot of people's heart. Can I just ask you, with regards to yourself and Legacy, what does Remembrance Day mean for you?
Look, it's a really important day in which we as a country should unite around a 1 minute of silence. It's a simple gesture. It transcends words. It allows us as a community, as a country, to feel gratitude, sorrow and pride all at once and remember those generations of Australians that have given their life in the service to our country, that has delivered to us a country that is safe and secure, but also those veterans living amongst us who are suffering from the impacts of their conflict that they personally went on, and also the families that are supporting those veterans that are suffering or have given their health in service to our nation.
Look, and you're exactly right with that. It's not only the people that are returning, it is the families, and it's a collective that, you know, they all need help. And on Legacy, what programs have you got, or what suggestions can you give to people that may be suffering or need some help? What advice can you provide?
Yeah, thanks for that, Mick. It's a great question. Look, for those veterans that have returned that are suffering or have given their health, there are many good organisations out there to support you, be it through the Department of Veterans Affairs or RSL. From a Legacy perspective, we understand it is not just a veteran in trauma, it is a family in trauma. And we are there for the partner and children of our nation's fallen. We are equally there for the partner and children of our nation's soldiers that have given, and sailors and air personnel that have given their health. And so programs such as making sure that the partner is aware of the entitlements and supports that they can get in supporting the veteran. So teaching them how to put their mask on, prior to assisting the veteran. Legacy Brisbane has really invested into this space and knowing where we can do things better, particularly in the light of a Royal Commission into Defence of Veteran Suicide. We're actually building a whole new home at a Greenslopes Hospital that will partner with Keith Payne Mental Health Unit, Greenslopes Hospital itself, and Gallipoli Medical Research to give a more holistic care package to those families with a veteran who has given their health.
And it is fabulous to hear that Legacy are progressing so much forward with the care that they're providing. Can I just say, Brendan, thank you for taking the time out today to speak with us, and it's been a wonderful pleasure to have you on our program.
Likewise, Mick. Thank you so much.